You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 48, China Grove by the Doobie Brothers. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. In this episode, we're going to take a look at China Grove by the Doobie Brothers. The last couple Lyrics Undercover cases have been darker and heavier, so I thought it was time again to review a song that's a little lighter in spirit, and I think we can all use that right now. We'll talk about the song China Grove as well as the real China Grove in just a moment, but first, a little background on the Doobie Brothers. The ever-changing lineup of the Doobie Brothers can be traced back to a band called PUD, a country rock band formed in the late 60s in California. PUD featured guitarist and vocalist Tom Johnston and drummer John Hartman. When PUD broke up in 1969, Johnston and Hartman began playing together with their housemates, bass player Dave Shogren and guitarist Patrick Simmons. The four shared a house on 12th Street in San Jose, California, with a fifth roommate, Dino Rosen. But after they decided to form a band, they needed to come up with a name. In an interview for the book Rock Names, John Hartman explained the development of the band's unique and suggestive moniker. Hartman and Tom Johnston were sitting around the table one morning with Dino Rosen, who had milk in his mustache from the bowl of Cheerios he was eating. John and Tom were looking through the dictionary trying to come up with a name, and Dino suggested the Doobie Brothers. The pair laughed and shrugged it off, not intending to use it. But when they were offered a gig a couple of days later, the club owner asked what the band's name was. Not having another name to fall back on, they ended up using the Doobie Brothers, and it stuck. In 1970, the band was signed to Warner Brothers, who released their debut album the following year to little fanfare. Dave Shogren left the band and was replaced by Tyron Porter, and a second drummer, Michael Hossack, was added for their follow-up album, 1972's Toulouse Street. Singles like Listen to the Music and Jesus is Just All Right gave the Doobies the breakthrough they needed. The next year, they released their third album, The Captain and Me, giving them their first top 10 hit, Long Train Runnin', and the unmistakable intro of China Grove. The song describes the city and residents of China Grove, Texas. A long-running legend about the song claims that singer Tom Johnston wrote it about a fictional Texas town, and it wasn't until a ride with a taxi driver, long after the song had been released, that he found out it was a real place. Many dismiss that legend as false, pointing to the other Texas mentions in the song, including Lone Star State and San Antonio. The song portrays the city as very Asian-influenced. However, this is a myth, and only 0.08% of the town's population of 1,247 is Asian. And, contrary to the third verse of the song, the local lawmen don't carry samurai swords, which, incidentally, would be from Japan, not China. The song made it to number 15 on the Billboard chart and helped drive the band's success. However, 2 years later, singer Tom Johnston was hospitalized with a stomach ailment on the eve of a major tour and was replaced by singer Michael McDonald, who became the band's new frontman. Johnston returned to the band in a lesser role sometime later and has also pursued a solo career. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. If you have a suggestion for a song that you'd like lyrically uncovered, send it to me at lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For CoverVille Media, this is Brian Abbott. Thanks again for listening.